Welcome to Short and Specific. We feature the amazing educators of Northampton and talk about victories of student learning. On to the show. What's your name and what do you teach?
My name is Karen Kent and I teach kindergarten.
What's one unit you all are working on?
Right now we're working on community and family. Thanksgiving coming up, we're working on how we celebrate families and different kinds of families and traditions. And we're working on how we can, as a classroom community, celebrate the diversity among the differences in our family structures.
What's something you all have done on that?
So we've read a lot of books about different kinds of families. We've shared about our own family structures. We've had some discussions on all the different kind of families we come from and the people that live in our homes with us. And we're really working on using the social-emotional strategies that we're learning through Second Step and sending them as tools for the children to use at home, their families. And it seems to be working well, as the parents are telling me they're hearing the children tell their siblings to ignore distractions or use a quiet voice or, you know, use your self-talk. So it seems to be working really well. Seems to be transferring home, which is awesome.
Oh, that's great. What's a victory for student learning you've had?
I think our building our classroom community and the love that we have for each other was really evident when one of our students left to a different school last week and he came to say goodbye and the kids were in the gym and they all ran over to him and made a big, huge group hug all around him. And they all, you know, said goodbye and that they'll miss him and they love him. And then they all said bye again and then they ran back again. And it just showed the kindness and the love that they have. And then they were looking at some pictures and he was in one of the pictures and they all said, oh, there's our friend. Oh, I miss him. They still count him when we do our attendance every day. They are still counting him as one of our members of the class. So it was really successful, in my opinion.
That's really cute. Thank you. Next, I thought I'd ask a student what they think about technology. What grade are you in?
Fourth grade.
And what's one thing you like to do with technology at school?
On the computer, I like to go, when we're doing writing, I like to go on Google Docs, and I love to make up stories about like a lot of different things, and I also love typing, and because it helps me learn the keys at home when I'm using my computer at home.
And do you prefer using Google Docs or handwriting?
Google Docs, definitely.
Why do you like Google Docs more than handwriting?
I like Google Docs more than simple handwriting because, one, some people say this is an awkward thing, but it stretches my hand out. And I also, not that like I love to be on screens, but also that I have a feeling that I like whenever like I start typing, and yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, and let us know about a victory for student learning you've had recently.